Time to talk with Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. Willie is sponsored by Town Fair Tire and Stoneham Ford. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Willie McGinnis. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing all right. It's just, you know, first you get a you lose a football game, and now everybody on the planet is now accusing the Patriots of being cheaters yet again.
You've heard it.
Cincinnati, huh? The 1-13, 1-14 Cincinnati Bengals, huh?
That's what they need to beat Cincinnati is tape those sidelines, huh?
Well, I don't have all the information. I know there was a guy credentialed. You guys mentioned it. They escorted him in. He had on Patriots gear. I mean, of course they know they're watching him. They told him what they were filming for. I mean, I don't get it. Like I said, they would have to do the investigation to figure it out, but I don't think that this is something with a lot of, a lot of weight to it.
As a guy, Willie, who was a part of the early success here in New England and three Super Bowl titles, does it bother you at all that there's a lot of people out there that associate cheating with the Patriots and try to belittle the accomplishments by pointing to some of these different cheating scandals?
I laugh at it because as players, we never were, you know, we never were aware of anything or dealt with anything like that. You know, everybody we went out, we beat on the football field physically. And if we had more ammunition, if people were giving us stuff, and we were cheating, most of those games would have been probably 5 Super Bowls or 6 Super Bowls. It wouldn't even been close. So, I mean, I kind of laugh at it. I know the work that went into those games. I know the preparation. I know the guys in the locker room. I know on the football field when things happen and being dominant and physical. Like, to me, it's a joke. I think it's funny. It'll never diminish what we accomplished and what we did. So people can say what they want. When you have a lot of success and you win a lot, people are always going to point to something is the reason.
Now, Willie, I'm not going to ask you to name any names, but you work on a national level and you're involved with a lot of different guys on the air. Do you sense a lot of these guys are the especially the loudest ones about the Patriots cheating? Do you sense that they really believe what they're saying, or are they just pandering for Facebook likes? Who knows?
Well, I think people just jump on anything, especially those who don't have any information or know, or probably was getting their asses whipped by the Patriots at that time. So, yeah, I kind of laugh at it. I don't pay any attention to it. But I mean, again, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, I just don't know. I just don't know. Like looking at that situation, I'm just like, okay, yeah. Not the Bengals. Okay.
When you looked at what happened to the Patriots this past weekend, did anything surprise you?
I thought they tried to get a little more creative offensively. The flea flicker is something they've always done with running back to Brady down the field. But I thought they got a little creative with White throwing the pass to Jacoby Myers. I thought moving Julian Edelman outside, knowing that he was getting doubled, something that the Texans did, moving him outside to open up the middle of the field was a great in-game adjustment. Also running the ball outside, showing, seeing that, you know, Kansas City started struggling with the edge runs and stuff like that. You still want to see more. And I know it's frustrating. I know it's kind of like the same thing we've been talking about for the past few weeks, but I did see a little more improvement. If the referees call that a touchdown, I think that's a game changer. You can always go back. Every scoring play is reviewable. You could always go back and change it if it wasn't, versus not calling it a touchdown and then, you know, having another bad call in your hands. I think that was a critical part in the game right there, because then the Patriots go down and they don't get in the end zone. So you look at the difference of the game. I mean, there it is right there. But you can't ever, you know, and Steve, you know this, mm-hmm. Can't ever point at one play saying that's the reason why we lost, but it was an impactful play.
Willie, do you think they've given up on Sony Michel? Against Dallas, he had 20 carries, then the loss to Houston, just 10, and then against one of the league's worst rushing defenses in Kansas City, he had just 5 carries for 8 yards.
No, absolutely not. I think Sony Michel is a really good player. I think that understanding the numbers, I think, you know, I was tracking it. the time Sony Michel the first half of the season, or maybe, you know, not the last 2 weeks, but before that, whenever Sony Michel was in the game, runs versus pass, it was obvious. So I think they're mixing up James White a little bit more. So they're not giving away a tendency like when James is in, it's majority pass. The numbers were staggering if you charted it and watched it. So I just think they're giving you a little more mix. Sony Michel is a really good player. They've got to figure out the run game. They've got to get more dominant, move people off the line of scrimmage and create those running lanes. When teams know you're going to attack them a certain way, then they're going to game plan forward. And I know the Chiefs have struggled, but they do have some good players on that defense. And if you're struggling to throw the ball, what are they going to do? They're going to take away probably what your strength is right now, and that is running the ball.
Well, when you look at this defense, they've put up some very nice numbers. Are they as good as the numbers would indicate?
Yeah, they are really good, man. And it's not, for me, the only numbers and stats that matter is keeping teams out of the end zone,
yep.
Getting off the field on third down, and turning the football over. You know, the yards really don't matter. I don't really look at that. But if you're really good at those three, turning the ball over and all that, which the Patriots are, that makes for a great defense. So I think they've been consistent. They've been the strength of this team all year long, that and special teams coupled with special teams. And I think once the offense get going now, it's playoff time, so you've got to figure this out. This team will be dangerous, but they've got to figure it out and put it all together.
It's hard for me to picture, though, how all of a sudden Tom Brady's going to develop confidence in some of these younger receivers when through the first 13 weeks of the season he hasn't found it.
Well, he hasn't had those guys. You didn't have N'Keal Harry the first 13 weeks of the season. He was on IR. So you got a young guy who's a high draft pick that's trying to learn the system. You didn't have Sanu, you know, 13 weeks. He came over in the trade. So he's trying to find his way. Philip Dorsett was out, you know, with injuries. The only guy that's been there on a consistent basis probably is Edelman. You know, Jacoby Myers has been there, but he hasn't been in the system for a long time. So you got a lot of new pieces that you're trying to find that chemistry, you're trying to sync with. And whether you want to do it or not, you don't have a choice. This is what you have. These are your receivers. These are your weapons. These are your tight ends. You have to make it work and figure it out. A lot of pressure on Josh McDaniels, which he's been here before. He's a veteran. He's a seasoned coach. He knows what to do. These guys just got to put the work in. They've got to figure it out. They've got to get on tape. They got to understand how the timing has been over the years with Brady, his expectations of getting the ball out and people being where they need to be. You got to factor and put all those things together. And that just doesn't happen in 2 or 3 weeks.
As it stands right now, with 3 weeks left to go in the regular season, how big of a gap do you see between the Ravens and the Patriots?
I mean, I don't like to compare. I mean, the Ravens are the number one seed in the AFC. They're playing great. They're well-balanced. And I think offensively, you could say they're on sync and they're on the right page and they're doing what they need to do. Explosive offense. Defensively, they're really good. Patriots are not there offensively. And if you're going to beat the Ravens, you got to score points. You got to be able to play from ahead and change what they do offensively. If you put them in a situation where they can run the ball effectively and then throw when they want to, they're probably the most dangerous team in football right now. So you've got to be explosive and score points offensively. Defensively, I think going against Belichick a certain time, he'll have adjustments. I think he'll play things better. I think the guys on that defense have a lot of pride, and they work their asses off. So they'll be ready to go. They'll put in that work. They'll watch the tape. They don't want to be embarrassed, and they're going to play at a high level. I think it'll be a lot closer than people think, but like I said, you got to score points. You got to put points on the board.
Willie, what does the leaders on this team do, whether it's the captains or just some of the guys that have assumed the leadership role? What do they do to in a situation like this when they're heading towards the playoffs?
When you get towards the playoffs, you should already be putting in a lot of work. But whoever the position leaders are, they rally the guys and they get them together. They go in, they work harder. They get in the weight room, they do more. They watch more tape. They watch tape after practice. They push each other in practice. The ones on defense, sometimes they'll get out there and take the first 4 to 6 reps on scout team to give the offense a real look of how it's going to look. Guys start to compete harder. They push each other. Guys get a little more irritated because they know it's a one-game season now. So you've got to find multiple ways to push each other and get each other better and prepare during the week. So when you get to the game, it's not a lot of guesswork. You're reacting versus thinking. You can play fast. You can execute. And you can't continue to make the same mistakes. That's what kills a football team. When you have turnovers and you continue to make the same mental mistakes, you don't have a chance against a well-oiled machine, a team that doesn't do that. And that's been the Patriots, you know. That's how they've been a lot of teams. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't beat themselves. They execute at a high level. And, you know, they take whatever you do. If it's something, you know, negative or you make a mistake, then they're going to capitalize off of it. So leaders got to understand that. They got to go into that mind frame and go.